Hello and happy Sunday. Welcome to Sunday Conversation. I am G Smooth, setting in for my brother, Gerald Riley. And my guest today is a community advocate right here in the city, Denise Cambridge. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. So this is a part two to another interview that you did, another Sunday conversation. And I have a question. I want to talk to you about, you know, something that you do. What exactly is 706 Citizen?
So the 706 Citizen is an informational tool, an informational guide of who all is on the ballot, who all is running for what offices, who are our current elected officials. The 706 Citizen keeps the community engaged on what's happening at our city council meetings, at our school board meetings, and some of our board of election meetings, and some of the other boards or committee meetings that are happening within our city, in our community.
Awesome, awesome. And so, of course, that goes to say that's the kind of information that it'll offer. But what kind of information does it offer before this upcoming election that we have on June 16th?
So the information that we have available right now, we have been consistently sharing the information of who all has made it from that May 19th election ballot to the runoff election ballot. And that's, so we're here facing a runoff right now, G. Mm-hmm. And so some of our most contested seats in the May 19th election, especially our local election, went undecided, beginning with our mayor's office, our District 9 at-large city council representative, and our District 7 city council representative right here at home. And so before we address any of the statewide offices that were undecided, we do definitely want to continue to share and uplift information to our community members so that they know who is exactly in that runoff election that we're currently under.
Okay. How can we access the information?
So the Civic Engagement Handbook is still widely available. So the link is still there, again, on social media. And since the last time I saw you all, 706 Citizen is now on Instagram. And so we are trying to...
That.
Yeah, so we're trying to reach all of the platforms. We're going to have to find some of our younger 706 citizens to help us out with the Snapchats and the TikToks. But right now, we are on Facebook and on Instagram, 706 Citizen, and you can find all of the information there. The link to the Civic Engagement Handbook, and also links that will take you to the candidates' pages that you will see on your runoff election ballot.
Awesome. What's on the local election runoff ballot?
So right now, again, our highest elected office in the city of Columbus is on that ballot. And we do not want to leave that decision up to chance. We do not want to leave that up to a small group of voters. We want to make sure that everyone in the city is getting out and making their voices heard and who our next mayor of Columbus will be. Also on our runoff election ballot, we have our District 9 at-large city council seat. So everyone in the community, no matter which district, neighborhood, or whatever you live in, has the opportunity to vote for that seat as well. Mm-hmm. And then our residents that are in the city council District 7, they still are looking to solidify who their next city council person will be.
Okay. And of course, you know, I want to make sure that I reiterate that the runoff election is June 16th. All regular polling locations, and it's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., correct?
That is correct, and I think that is the most important thing I want to make sure our listeners know today. It is Sunday. We are having conversations at church. We're having Sunday dinner. We're communing together. Make sure that you know on Tuesday, you will not go to the City Services Center, but you will go to your regular polling location. You will not go to the City Services Center, but you will go to your regular polling location. You're not sure where that is? I need you to pull up your voter precinct card today. Pull out your phone right now. I know you're listening to us on the radio, but pull out your phone right now and go to mvp.sos.ga.gov. I'll say that again for them, G.
Please, thank you.
mvp.sos.ga.gov. www.sos.ga.gov, and that is the Georgia Secretary of State My Voter Page website. You just enter your information, very basic information, your first initial of your last, your first initial, your last name, date of birth, and I think it asks for your county. Very simple information it's asking you for, nothing complicated. And as soon as you get past your personal information on that site, it says this is your polling precinct. Take a screenshot of it if you need to. Get familiar with where that place is so that you will know on Tuesday, June 16th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you are voting at your regular voter precinct, not the city services center.
And of course, that is if for the people that just voted in this election, that voted on May 19th.
Correct.
The same place you voted on May 19th, if you don't vote early, the same place you voted on May 19th is where you're going to vote on June 16th.
That's absolutely correct. So the voting polls have not shifted in between May 19th and June 16th. The only thing that happened in between there was that we lost two early voting locations and we had the City Services Center for early voting. But again, you are returning to your home precinct. mvp.sos.ga.gov. As a matter of fact, I want you to do something for me today. I want you to send that to someone else and ask them to make sure that they know where their voting precinct is as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, and this was a question that I had voting because I noticed going to my precinct, you know, if you're voting a particular party, they give you a particular ballot, right?
Correct.
Does my party choice in the primary election have any bearing on my choices in the November general election?
So not for the November general election, but for this special election, it does. So if you pick the party ballot in the May 19th election, you will get the same party ballot in the June 16th election, special election. You also still have the choice to choose a nonpartisan if you did choose a party ballot on May 19th. But in the general election, because it'll be, you will be doing it all over, you'll have the opportunity to do it all over again in November.
Well, that kind of leads me into my next question. If I voted in a particular party's primary, can I switch to another party for the runoff?
Not for the runoff. So whatever, because this, the runoff is actually like a continuation. It's the part two of the main election.
Okay.
Because we didn't finish that election all the way. We didn't really close it all the way out. It's a continuation. So whichever party ballot you picked on May 19th will be the presumptive ballot that you will receive on June 16th.
So if a voter gets out and votes, they're going to be voting basically the same ballot. They're not going to be able to switch parties in the middle of the
correct election. You will not be able to switch parties in the middle of it.
Okay, cool. So if I don't vote in the primary, can I vote in the runoff election?
That you asked some really great questions.
I know some people that felt like they weren't able to because they didn't get a chance to vote, and now they want to vote in the runoff, and I'm, you know, you tell me, can they?
G, make sure my mic is turned all the way up when we say that if you did not vote on May 19th, this is your chance to get it right. This is your second chance to do it. So if you did not vote on May 19th, you absolutely positively can show up to the polls on June 16th to vote in the runoff election. Maybe time got away from you, whatever happened, things got in the way, life was lifing, and you did not get a chance to cast your vote on May 19th. You absolutely can make sure that you redeem yourself. This will be your redemption.
This is your redemption.
This will be your great redemption. Come on out to the polls on June 16th. Do not stay home. Do not sit this one out. You can absolutely vote in a runoff election.
Absolutely. Your voice is your vote. Your vote is your voice. Make sure you let it be heard. So another question. If, say, like I vote in a nonpartisan election during the initial voting, right? Can I participate in a party runoff as well?
So with that, because you chose a nonpartisan ballot, and I don't want to be, I will get back with our Board of Elections to double make sure. But because you voted nonpartisan, I do believe that you may be able to put a party ballot. But we can confirm with them. Do not hold Davis Broadcasting or Denise Cambridge responsible for that. Do we put disclaimers? But yes, so if you pulled a nonpartisan ballot, that should be the same ballot you should be able to pull.
Okay. Now, there's been conversations that I've had when it comes to transportation and rides to the polls, right? A few years ago, I partnered with, what was the name of that organization? The New Georgia Project.
Okay.
And I personally, I went and got a van. I kept the van for like 2 weeks during the early voting period and also for Election Day. And I personally took people to the polls before I came in. And I told, and of course, I talked about it on the air. I said, I asked, you know what I'm saying, if you need a ride, G Smooth, I believe in it so much, I will come and get you. Just make sure you call the number and let it be known, and I'll come and get you and take you. And I transported a lot of people back and forth to the polls. And it was, this was, of course, for the big election in, I think, 2020.
Okay.
Yes. But is there any information about rides to the polls?
Yes. And so you've already mentioned one of our civic organizations, and there's another civic organization here in Columbus that will be offering rides on Election Day. So a shout out to our Urban League of the River Valley.
Hey.
They will be providing free rides to the polls on Election Day. So do not let a ride to the polls be a hindrance to you not being able to get out and vote. So they will be offering rides to the polls from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And again, that's the Urban League of the River Valley, providing rides to the polls. The phone number to reserve a ride is 706-322-6840. Again, that's 706-322-6840. And that's our Urban League of the River Valley, providing rides to the polls on Election Day.
Absolutely. And I think any organization that's giving out rides, is there a way that if there's, like, I guess, other organizations that might want to be giving rides on that day, that can they contact you? And
please,
who would they need to contact let it be known?
If there's any other organization that is providing rides to the polls, I will definitely be more than happy to share that information out. We can share it from the 706 Citizen page. We are sharing, there's an event page already there for Election Day, so we can add it to the list of resources that are already there. We know that some individuals and organizations and companies came together to give rides to the polls during early voting this past week. And so we definitely want to make sure that that information is widespread and made available to the community, so that we can get that information out about those rides.
Also, with rides and stuff, people need to know their polling location. So I want to reiterate this. The polling location is the exact same location if they voted in the May 19th election.
Correct. If you voted
at your regular precinct.
Correct. At your regular voting precinct, the same place that you voted on May 19th, will be where you will vote on June 16th.
Okay, cool. Now, this is a very interesting time in both the city and the country, right? And I've had conversations with people about why we're going back to the polls and stuff again. And there are some people that don't necessarily understand why a runoff is needed, especially when seemingly certain candidates, it appeared that they had won. Can you talk about that and explain, like, what that process is and why people are having to go back and why it's important for them to go back to the polls?
Absolutely. So we are going back to the polls that, because although a candidate may have received a majority of a vote for whichever category or whichever office they were seeking, they did not receive a 50% of the vote plus one additional vote. So if we had 20,000 people to vote, they would have had to receive at least 10,000 plus one person to win, to be declared the winner of that particular race.
Okay.
And so because that did not happen across these races that we see listed on our ballot, we are returning to the polls. And so although you may have voted on May 16th for a particular candidate and that candidate's name is back on the ballot, you need to make sure that you're going back to the polls to say again, I want to make sure that this candidate is moving forward for this particular race. It's so important, again, because we don't want to leave that up that decision just up in the air and leave our voice out of this race. It's just as important as it was on May 19th, for us to do this on June 16th.
So May 19th, of course, narrowed down the field.
Correct.
To basically just two candidates per
race. Correct. Yes. That is correct. Where we may have seen two or more persons in that race before and it was not decided, we can now see that we're down to two candidates for each race.
Okay, cool. So we should definitely get a winner out of one of these races.
We should definitely be getting a winner. This should be final. We should be finalizing this on June 16th, on Tuesday.
Okay, all right. Now, let me ask you, because you do so much here with civic engagement in this community, are there any like points that we haven't covered that you would like to make or reiterate to our listeners as far as, you know, voting, voting rights, voting engagement, why it's important to vote, just anything that will make people feel, I guess, involved, feel like their voice is being heard, anything like that?
Absolutely. So the last time we were here, we saw there was a Supreme Court case that happened in Louisiana. And so the South has been very much so on tap for that conversation. And Georgia is next, right? That conversation will be going on in our state capitol this week, beginning on Wednesday, June 17th. So our state lawmakers are being called back to the state capitol. So if any other time we need to know and be reminded that our vote and our voices are important, now is that time to reiterate that conversation. I am so proud of Columbus in the way that they showed up for the May 19th primary election. I am so proud of Columbus in a way that they have showed up for early voting, even for this particular election, even with only 5 days of early voting. And I know that there were some of our community members that wanted to see that early voting extended to give other members of our community a chance or an opportunity to participate in weekend voting. Although that did not happen for this particular special election, our voters, our community, the citizens of Columbus said, hey, we're here. We want to make sure our voice is heard. We're showing up. And they showed up for early voting. So get back out there. Make sure that you're voting. Make sure that everyone is in your household is voting. Make sure you're telling your neighbors. Don't take it for granted that the person next to you is going to go and vote, because there are still some of us that may not know that there is a runoff and that we didn't finish the election, that they did vote in the May 19th election, but they need to get back out and vote again. So don't take it for granted. Make sure that you're telling someone, sharing it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and especially share it with our young folks. I know that some of us gave them a hard time during the May 19th election, but they said, we have something for y'all, and they showed up and showed out in a big way. And so I just want to give it up for our next generation of leaders, our now generation of leaders that are saying, hey, we're here and we have something to say, and so that they are showing up to the polls. And make sure you all do it again. You're out on summer break. I know that everybody is enjoying summer break and things of that nature, but make sure you take 5 to 10 minutes out of your day to invoke your civic duty. People have literally lost their lives for it. And that is something that we may not talk about as often. We feel maybe a little bit removed from it as generations kind of pass on. But just reiterating the importance of that history and the historical value of what our vote is. Your vote is the most powerful thing that you have. Your vote, as G said earlier, your vote is your voice. It is the way that you let the community know, is the way that you let elected officials know, it's the way that you let government know, this is what I want to see for myself, for my community, for my city.
Did you, piggybacking on what you were saying about young people getting out voting, right? Are there any like definitive numbers as far as registered voters versus those who actually voted and participated in the process?
Yes. So the total registered voters as of the May 19th election was 127,674 total voters of the entire Columbus Muskogee County population. The total votes that we saw cast in that May 19th election was 36,982 voters. So almost 37,000 voters.
Basically one third.
A third, just about a third. So about, right at about 29-30%. And so we want to see that number go up this time. I know it's a runoff, and you know what they say, runoffs, people don't really show back up and they don't show back out. But early voting has showed us something way different, G.
I saw something on Facebook the other day, and somebody was, you know, had their phone out inside of the Citizen Service Center, and it was a lot of people in there.
The lines
were a line
wrapped around the lobby area, yes, of the City Services Center. And you know that you have to go down the hallway to get to the community room. So imagine how many more folks were in line. So we are busting these myths up about we're not showing up to vote. We're busting the myths about our young people aren't interested. We're busting the myths about people are not going to return to the polls to vote in the runoff, because we are doing absolutely that. I think we're going to see greater numbers in this runoff than we saw on Election Day, and I'm saying it right here, right now.
What do you think contributes to this idea that our young people aren't getting out and voting?
Well, I think because we don't see them engaged in ways that we may have generationally or traditionally saw them involved. And so I'm not going to say it's lost on them, because we saw them get together and they rally. They do their own thing. I kind of mentioned earlier that I use maybe social media in a different way, and they use other social media in another way. So they show up differently. How they show up and how they choose to show up, let's let them show up, because we showed up how we showed up. And so let's let them show up, give them a little grace in showing up how they show up. But they're getting out there. I think they're getting a message, and maybe some mamas and daddies may have made some phone calls too.
Yes. First of all, thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for seeing the importance in, you know, creating something that would inform people, especially when it comes to something like voting. You know, voting, you know, and just civic engagement, like that's a special talent, you know, and the fact that you're using your special talent to continuously inform people, I think that is very admirable, and I really appreciate it personally that you continue to do this work. Where are you going next? What do you do next after an election to remain? What is the continued work?
So the continued work is this, G, and you've already kind of touched on it. So, yes, we had a May 19th election. We're having a runoff on June 16th. But guess what? We're going to have another election in November. So, yes, we are in our summer months, but summer months were the months of planning and organizing. And so we're going to continue to do the planning and organizing work. We're going to make sure that we're staying in touch with our community. And even in between these elections, make sure you're staying in touch with what's happening at the school board, what's happening at the city council. And as we mentioned earlier, our state legislative delegation is going back to the Capitol. They're going back to Atlanta on Wednesday. And so let's make sure we're staying in touch and in tune with what's going on there. Reach out to your elected officials. Columbus is very unique in that we are one city, one county government, and that we have the ability to reach out and touch a lot of our elected officials. I know we're the second most populous city in the state of Georgia, and I love to put emphasis on that. We're the second most populous city in the state of Georgia. So even though as big as we are, we still have that small touch. And so we're able to reach out and touch one another. So make sure that you're reaching out to your elected officials. If you need to know who your state representative is, again, that information is available to you through the 706 Citizen and the Civic Engagement Handbook. But send them a note. Drop them a line. They're not afraid to reach. Don't be afraid to reach out to them. And they reach back.
Well, absolutely. I it is... it's promising,
very,
and encouraging to see and to hear that, you know, the next generation is getting involved early. I know I've been a voter since I could vote.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's something that my mother instilled in me and my siblings. And I always try, you know, sometimes people can be a little disenchanted with the voting process because things don't necessarily go everybody's way, but that's part of having a democratic process.
That is a part of having a process. And if things went our way, how we wanted them to go all the time,
Yeah.
So a lot of nonverbal there, but yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, but it's a part of the process. So don't become disengaged in the process just because something doesn't go the way you would like it to go that one time. Continue to stay engaged with it. That's how we begin to see change. That's how we begin to see the evolution of change in any system that we are seeking change in.
Well, Denise Cambridge, thank you so much for coming to sit down and having a Sunday conversation with me. It's greatly appreciated. Again, thank you for the work that you are doing. Is there anything you want to say before we get up out of here?
Absolutely. So thank you all again for having me here, giving me the space and opportunity to share with our greater Columbus community and the listening area about the 706 Citizen. And remember, it is so important that you get out and vote on Tuesday. My voter page, the Georgia My Voter page. And if you would like to, you can do your homework today. You can print out a copy of your sample ballot right now and you can fill it out and you can take it with you to the polls. Make sure you have your proper ID when you go on Tuesday and make sure that you know again that you are voting at your registered voter precinct. Why? Because your vote is your voice.
Absolutely. And before we go, you see, I got my phone out right now. I'm going to follow on Instagram. What is it on Instagram?
It's 706 Citizen on Instagram and on Facebook. 706 Citizen.
706 Citizen. And I just followed it. This is an outlet for you to find information, everything 706, please take advantage of it. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for a Sunday conversation. Make sure you continue to tune in each and every Sunday as we have conversations that mean so much to our community.
Stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.